Sagt der Heilige Mishne weiter in der Sechtes Gsubis, Perik Yud Mishne Vav. Mishne Yonasui, Shteinash, and this person was married to two wives. His fields are Meshubah to their Gsubah. Umachar Esedeu, he sold his field, the fields that really were supposed to pay their Gsubah. V'kasva harashayna, for whatever reason, the first wife, again, first wife means the one that had a Gsubah with an earlier date. She wrote a shtar, an agreement, lelekeach, to the buyer, that din udvarim ein li'imach. I have no claim to this field. Even though really I can say my husband had no right to sell you the field. It was meshubah, it was pledged to my ksuba. But I'm not going to take it away from you. Lamaisa, the husband died. He didn't leave any other land for her to collect from. So if this person that bought the property called the lekeach, lekeach means the person that bought the property, if he says, I have nothing to worry about. I know the first wife is not going to come to take it. She gave me a shtar. Yeah, but he's going to have to deal with the second wife. So the Mishnah Hashniya, the second wife, meaning the one, let's say, that has the date for Rosh Chodesh Iyar, let's say the first one had Rosh Chodesh Nisan, she's going to come and take it away. Maitziyam El Lekech, she's going to take the field away from the buyer. I was never Mevater in my schus to collect it. But if this second wife takes the property now and she thinks she's out of the woods, guess who's knocking on her door? Varishaina, wife number one, meaning wife with the ksuba, let's say, dated Rosh Chodesh Nisan before hers, she can take that field away minashniya from the second one. She can say, wait a second, I have a right to collect my ksuba before you. My date is before your date. So wife number two is going to say, but what do you mean? You gave a shtar to the buyer that you're not going to bother him. That's true. To the buyer, I never gave you that shtar. I never gave away my chelik. I just promised the lekeach for whatever reason. He's not going to have a problem with me. I'm still entitled to my ksuba, and I have a right to collect it before you. So now you took it away from him. Thank you for doing that for me. I could have not taken it away from him. I promised him I won't. But I can take it away from you. Ah, you think the first one now has it? No, guess who's going to come knocking now? V'halokeach, the buyer, is going to come and take it away from the first one. He's going to say, I paid money for this. And the first one's going to say, yeah, but my husband had no right to sell it to you. Yeah, but you said you're Meichel me. Yeah, but if the second one took it away from you, you couldn't have said anything. Yeah, but you took it back from the second one. So now I can wave that shtar that says you're not going to give me any trouble, and I want the field. So v'chazer is chalila. This is going to keep going. Then the second one is going to knock on the door of the buyer and say, ah, he had no right to sell it to you. There's a ksuba to me. Then the first one's going to come to the second one. And then the buyer's going to come back to the first one. So you can keep going like this. So the Mishnah, yeah? Actually, yeah, sup shara b'neim, until they're going to have to make some kind of a compromise. Now, it doesn't mean we're going to physically go around and around and around. Like do our kafis over here. That's how Ritva explains it. But it means we're going to sit down and figure this out, that obviously we're going to have to come to some kind of a compromise. If not, this is endless. By the way, what does the word pshara mean? It means a compromise. The word pshara, says the Batanura, means loichamim v'loikarim, not warm, not hot. Mayim paishra means lukewarm water. We're going to have to meet someplace in the middle. Zok de Mishnah Vayter v'chein balchayv, the same would be true for a balchayv. Here's the case with the balchayv, and again, it's going to be a case where you can decide to go round and round for the rest of your life or make a compromise. Let's say I am a loiva. A loiva means I borrowed money. I have two fields. Now, I borrowed from my friend Reuven 1,000 zuzim. I have two fields. Each one is worth 500. So Reuven says, look, worst comes to worst. If I don't pay him back, he can collect my two fields. I'm the loiva. Reuven, who lent me the money, he's the malva. Then I went. I sold one of my fields to a lokeach. We'll call him lokeach one. Sold another one of my fields to a different lokeach. We'll call him lokeach two. For whatever reason, Reuven the Malva that lent me the money, he wrote a shtar for lokeach two. Din advarim ein li imach besadazu. I would never take the field away from you. Now that it comes time to pay back the loan and I don't have what to pay it with. So Reuven, the Malba, was going to come to Lekeach 1 and say, excuse me, you bought a field, you should have checked. The person you bought the field from owed me money. Lekeach 1 has to give the field to Reuven. But Lekeach 1 will turn to Lekeach 2 and say, I want your field. You bought your field after I bought my field. I have a claim to that field now. Once Lekeach 1 takes back the field, then the Malva Reuven is going to come back to Lekeach 1. Okay, give me the field. What do you mean? You already got a field. Yeah, but I didn't get completely paid yet. Each field is worth 500. He owes me 1,000. Then Lekeach 2 is going to come knocking on the Malva's door, on Reuven's door, and say, I want the field that I lost. And you said you're not going to take it away from me. And again, it's going to keep going round and round until they're going to have to make a pshar. So the Mishnah weiter, v'chein isha balas chayv. Same would be true, let's say, there's just one wife over here. But she's a balas chayv. We owe her money for her ksuba. And the husband has two fields. And let's say her ksuba is for 200 zoz. And the husband has two fields, each one is worth 100. And the husband sold the two fields to Lekeach 1 and then to Lekeach 2. And the woman wrote to Lekeach 2 for whatever reason, Dinu Dvarim Ein Li Imach Besadazu, I won't take it away from you. So here we go again. Here start the Hakafais. The wife is going to take it away from Lekeach 1. Lekeach 1 is going to take it away from Lekeach 2. Then the wife will come back to Lekeach 1 and say, okay, I want this field also, because I still didn't get my whole ksuba with the first field. Lekeach 2 will come take it back from the lady and say, ah, you gave me a shtar that you're not going to take it away from me. And here too, eventually, they're going to have to make up shara. Now, you have to bear in mind, this is only because the two fields together add up to the amount that's owed. But if one of the fields was enough to pay up the loan, so Reuven the Malva would never be able to take away the field from Lekeach 1. And that's because Lekeach 1 Katina, look, when I bought the field, I checked. I saw that he has another field, which could have covered the entire Chayiv. That you went and you were Michael, that person, and you said you'll never collect it from him. That's not my fault. That's how the Batanura explains it from the Gemara. Okay. So this Mishnah is an extremely important lesson in life. Sometimes you have to look at a situation instead of fighting and saying, let me take this and you'll take it and that take it. Let me see where it's all going to lead to. The end of the day, we're not going to resolve this unless we make up shar. So why should I go through all the, you take it from me and I take it from you? Let's sit down to start with. Say, let's make the best of the situation. Okay, chazring over Mishnah Vav. Someone was married to two wives and sold his field, which was worth only enough to pay for one of their ksubais. For whatever reason. Ksuba number one, that's with the earlier date, wrote to the lekeach, to the one who bought the field, dinet var mainly imacha, I'm not going to take it away from you. But the second wife can take the field away from the buyer, and then the first one from the second one, and then the buyer from the first one, because you said you're not going to stop me. And this can keep going around and around. The second wife is going to take it from the lekeach, the first wife from the second wife, then the lekeach from the first wife, till they realize we're not accomplishing anything. And they're going to have to make a pshara. What would the pshara be? So the Batanura says, let's, each one will take a third of the field. And the same situation would be with the Baal Chayiv. Lemashal, I borrowed from Reuven 1,000 zuz. I had two fields. Each one is worth 500 zuz. I sold one to lekeach one, and later I sold another one to Lekeach 2. And for whatever reason, Reuven, the Malva, Reuven, the lender, wrote to the second buyer, to Lekeach 2, that he would not take the field from him, even though he had a right to. So what's going to happen now? Reuven, the Malva, Reuven, the lender, can take away Lekeach 1's field to pay up his chayv. Then Lekeach 1 can take the second buyer's field, Lekeach 2's field, to make up for his loss. Then along comes Reuven and says, ah, I want this field also. I, Lekeach 1's going to say, but you already took one field away from me. And the mom was going to say, yeah, but it was only for half of my loan. It was only worth 500. Now you took a field for 500. I want the other 500. Then Lekechtu will knock at Reuven's door and say, I want it back. You said you'll never give me a problem. And then we have a third case in the Mishnah, which again is the same case, just it changes who the people are. One wife. Her husband owes her a ksuba. Let's say her ksuba is 200 zoz, and her husband had two fields. Each one was worth 100. He sells one field to Lekeach 1, and then another field to Lekeach 2. His wife wrote to Lekeach 2, Dinu dvarim ein li'imach. Now the husband died. The woman goes to Lekeach 1, says, I'm sorry, that was owed to me. Lekeach 1 goes to Lekeach 2, takes the field away from him. Now the wife comes back to Lekeach 1 and says, I need the rest of the field, the other field, to complete the payment to my ksuba. Lekeach 2 takes the field away from the woman. We have the same circle, which leads eventually again to the pshara. Once again, I want to remind you, this is only when the two fields together add up to the amount of the loan. But if each field on its own was worth the amount of the loan, if I borrowed from Reuven 1,000, and I have two fields, each are worth 1,000, Reuven would not be able to take the field away from Lekeach 1. Because Lekeach 1 can say, look, before I bought my field, I checked. I saw that the person I'm buying it from owes 1,000, but that he has another field that's worth 1,000. I relied on that field. That you went and wrote to that second buyer, you're not going to take it away from him. That's your problem, not my problem. And he would be right under those circumstances.